I think it's been eloquently displayed here with these two gentlemen, and I don't see how I can offer anything. You have covered it all. And to staff, again, if I'm not reappointed, I enjoyed my learning curve. Like the young lady said earlier, she doesn't hate us. In years past, I've hated this board for 20 years. Until you guys stuck a fire hose in my mouth and fed me with information because I was ignorant, as a small group of people are. They're ignorant to the real show that's going on. And I was educated, and I'm still getting educated daily. And y'all need to still answer your phones at 5:30 a.m., please, if I'm not reappointed. But thank you. And board, anybody else listening that was on this board that I served with, it was a pleasure, believe it or not. Long hours, a lot of information, but I'm not going to stop here because I'm 55, been living in Homestead 55 years and 8 months. I'm fighting for my grandkids now, and not to farm, to live in Florida, fish in Florida, drink the water, and all those nasty emails. Like I said, it was a small group of people, vile people. I deleted them. So I'm fighting with most of you in this room, most of you listening, and those kids. Because, you know, I think I'm over the hill. I think I'm past middle age. So we got to concentrate on the young people and our environment. We have to have food. We have to balance it. Thank you.
Okay.
Is Mr. Curcio making a campaign announcement? You getting ready to run for something? That sounded pretty good to me.
As soon as I sell my property down there, which when this occurs, it's not going to be another farmer buying it, by the way. It's going to be full of septic tanks, I'm sure, unfortunately, because my father in 1948 did not envision me taking over the farm and my sister's and then selling our property someday to pay fertilizer bills and seed bills. He envisioned generations of agriculture, but I think we all see the handwriting on the wall that we're all satisfied with eating food from third world countries, and that's what's happening. I could go on and on about that. Right now, Mexico is flooding our country with open price zucchini and yellow squash. I have 15,000 in my coolers just from this week alone. Consumers will not buy as long as they can get the produce free. And but we can talk about that forever. But God bless you all, and this executive staff and the staff all the way down to my field station, Homestead, God bless you for the years of dedication that I hated you, that you were providing me such a service. And social media last night, everybody remember Scott Thorpe? He basically told me, he said, "How do you like me now, Sam?" you know the song, "How do you like me now?" You know, do you miss me? And I do. I do miss quick action, but those days are gone. Now we have to go through days of action to get some quick relief and then close everything back up. But thank you.